Well, we're back. This is positively unconstitutional. And I want to clear that up a little bit. This is Helby Bork filling in for Phil. And glad you could join us today. We've got another hour left. Got a bunch of callers online. Appreciate everyone holding on. We'll get to you in a few minutes. Just wanted to make one note that technically what they're doing is grounded in private law. Is it unconstitutional? Technically it is, but people are participating, and that's what we're trying to get accomplished in getting across to people today, is the participation is what's killing everyone. You know, voting, taking benefits from this government is what's what the problem is. Everyone's got to abstain from it. And actually, let me tell you a little story. I have a friend that's with us, and she was with the Schultz group until she learned what the truth was about them last year. That's a no-win-win situation also. They're not telling people the whole truth. Again, the litmus test is the gentleman that was on with us before is basically what we're doing with the Island Makers Project. Basically, if anyone's promoting voting in the system, they're suspect, because that's where the problem is. The whole system went de facto with the 14th Amendment, and it changed the political and the legal system immensely. And everything's grounded in private law now, even though the Constitution still exists. They give it lip service when they need to, and that's basically, in a nutshell, how it works. But so everything is kind of unconstitutional in a sense, but people are participating, so they're participating in a fraud, if you want to call it that. So the fraud is non-existent, or if someone participates in a fraud, it's no longer a fraud anymore because they're accepting it. So that's the problem. And anyway, that friend of ours that joined with us mentioned that they have a friend high up in government. And this isn't a lie. It's straight from the horse's mouth. That the only way this thing's going to get fixed is if people turn their back on this government. And that's what I've been professing for 12 years now. It's not the status quo, Joe, you know, stance. It's the, you have to pull yourself out and turn your back on it. That's the only way it's going to get fixed. Gandhi did a similar type thing. And also the people that are found in the Bible in past history, it's worked for them. Once you turn your back on it and don't give it any more recognition, it's going to die. And that's the only peaceful way that this thing's going to work. And that's what we've been promoting at the coalition for about 10 plus years now. Anyway, someone asked for the sites again. It's People's Awareness Coalition. If you pull it up, packinlaw.org, PACINLAW.org. And then one of our main ones that I think is an entry level, one of the gentlemen on a call asked what the entry level website is. And it's technically, I would say, notmygovernment.us, because that's the one with the general overview of what happened to us. And also you can join the forum and get a lot of information off the sites. Notmygovernment.us, register/register is where you can register for the forum. And don't be afraid. That's how these people get away with this disinformation. Their fear and people's ignorance is how they get away with this. And really, there should be no fear. Because I've been doing this a while now. I'm still here. I wrote the book, The Red Amendment, and it's a general overview of everything. Anyway, I think we had a break coming up again. We'll be back in a few minutes and take the rest of the callers. Stay tuned.
Hey. Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Well, we're back. This is Positively Unconstitutional. My name's L.B. Bork. I'm filling in for Phil today. I'm honored to guest host the show for him. Anyway, before the break, I was talking about a few items. Lee Brobsk has come up in discussion, and I want to read something that I just recently found on his site. I wish I would have known this 12 years ago, because it's uncanny the conclusion I came to just by doing my research, and it's right in the U.S. Code what they were doing, what they'd planned throughout the world. And the 14th Amendment's basically what we're discussing today, and actually when they were trying to sell the European Union, I saw language in one of the documents that they were using to propose what they were doing over there, include the 14th Amendment and how grand it was to give people rights in different various countries. And one of the things that caught my eye when I read the Communist Manifesto is they were doing away with countries and nationalities. That's just what they're doing. They're erasing the borders with private law. Basically through treaties, and the 14th Amendment is private law. The political system's private law, and also the law system. All involves law persons. Section 1 turns people into legal entities. Basically what we're dealing with here is corporate fascism, the Mussolini type. and corporations run everything, and people are basically on the same level as corporations. That straw man position has some truth to it, but it's a whimsical explanation, and that's why I don't like people using it, because the straw man in law is something totally different. What we do with the coalition, we speak strictly with their language, so nothing can be misconstrued. And that's the problem with this movement. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians, and the chiefs generally don't know what they're doing. But anyway, back to this Lee Brobes quote. It was unreal when I read this a couple weeks ago. I posted in the Not My Government forum in regards to the sovereign citizen movement. But here it goes. All in all, I learned a lot, and I am forever grateful to a man by the name of Bill Avery. Bill was a tax editor and translator for World Corporations. He could speak, read, and write 12 different languages fluently, his major being Latin. Because of his background, he told me the corporations were in process of setting up a corporate one-world communist dictatorship, untouchable by any government. And again, it says it right in the U.S. Code under Title 8 what they're doing, and this conforms with what Bill was told by this man. So that's what we're dealing with, folks. The 14th Amendment is part and parcel to it. It sets up private law. That's what we're under, and everyone's participating unwittingly in it, and they have to abstain. That's our general message with the coalition. I've been preaching that for 12 years now, since I found out what a human resource was and what they were doing with that. But anyway, back to callers. Susan in Florida, thanks for holding. Are you still with us?
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I'm new to Republic, and I do not know you nor the person you are replacing, but I decided to tune in and see what's going on Republic.
Okay.
And I listened to when you were talking about the state citizen, and then my brain tends to connect dots or disconnect dots. That's how I try to get to the truth.
Yeah.
And I wondered, wait a minute, how does that affect the 10th Amendment with states' rights?
No, exactly. Basically,
so that's what I want. I would like you to speak about.
Address that, yeah. I
yes,
can.
Please.
Basically, they're wasting their time with the states' rights movements.
Uh-huh.
Because there are no states' rights, because the federal citizens are controlling the states' rights now. If you go back and do a lot of research and look at case law, and that's one thing I noticed when I started studying, everything came back to the 14th Amendment in a lot of cases. Technically, people don't have access to their state constitutions. They're all controlled by this federal system and the federal judiciary. And that's it in a nutshell. Accordingly, they don't have access to the 10th Amendment either, or the 9th Amendment. If you go into a lot of cases, they'll tell you that the 14th Amendment changed the militia system. Anyone that's preaching militias is taking people down a path of destruction. Because they don't have access to those rights anymore. I mean, there's tons of cases that state this, but yet it goes ignored by a lot of people in the movement. They think they have constitutional rights. They'll write off the 14th Amendment like, oh, that wasn't ratified properly, which is true. Uh-huh. But you have the bulk of the people participating in this. So unfortunately, unless you draw the line in the sand and stay on that side of the fence or the line of the sand, you're going to be included in this group of what I call rebels. We didn't get into that yet, but I want to get into Section 2, and it actually says it's a crime to vote, or it orchestrates people who are voting to be rebels, and they're rebelling against the original system.
Well, the whole thing is very complicated in all the areas.
But yes.
There is a little light at the end of the tunnel, and I believe in Murphy. And I don't believe that they're going to win in the long run.
No, I
really
don't think
they're
going to.
I don't. I really believe that there is power in the people. And
well,
somehow,
I believe that, too. They have to wake up.
We will find a way. And we won't have to go to the gun or to the knife. I think we will do it through maybe just refusal to play. You know, the best way to win a game is to not play it.
Right.
And we can, at some point, I think we will, take a stand.
Now, people have to sacrifice.
And if we don't, then we will deserve exactly what we get. Simple as that.
Yes. Well, I agree with everything you stated.
You know, I mean, there's no way we can know all the law and know all that's going on. There isn't enough hours in the day to find it all. But in the end, you know, truth wins, good wins, and people will recognize all of this for what it is, and they'll realize that give me liberty or give me death. You know, death is not all that bad. Things are out there that are far worse, I believe. I would never want to live as a slave or under a communistic way where we don't have choices anymore and we're treated like subhuman.
What was that? Anyway, did we lose our caller? Susan, you still there? Oh, wow. Okay. So, you heard it. We lost all callers, so if you people that were holding want to call back, we'd appreciate it. I can make a few comments now. Like I said, I agree with what Susan stated. She pretty much has come to the same conclusions I have, which is common sense when you get down to it. Abstinence from the system is going to be the only way this can be done. So anyone that's saying that you need to participate and vote is doing a disservice because they're taking you down the primrose path to destruction as far as I'm concerned. But that's what my research says. A minute ago I said that the 14th Amendment Section 2 actually says it's a crime to vote. And if you do sentence structuring or, I keep forgetting the word, that they use to set sentences up to give you a proper foundation. So anyway, if you go into Section 2, it actually states that it's a crime to vote. It says the right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion or other crime. And talking about law dictionaries last hour, Webster said that an insurgent is, this is from the 1828 General Dictionary, defining an insurgent. An insurgent is a person who rises in opposition to civil or political authority, one who openly and actively resists the execution of laws. An insurgent differs from a rebel. The insurgent opposes the execution of a particular laws. A rebel attempts to overthrow or change government, or he revolts and attempts to place his country under another authority. All rebels are insurgents, but not all insurgents are rebels. So using what they've done with the 14th Amendment, we're talking about 10th Amendment states' rights, and I said they don't exist anymore. Well, the people that are voting are placing the political power of their states over to the United States. The United States is a corporation, has always been a corporation. It is a creation of the states, not the opposite. The federal government didn't exist. These are simple facts, folks. The federal government did not exist without the states. And that's the foundation that was laid. So each state had its own political choices. For example, you know, they could set the ground rules, who could participate in government and who couldn't, who controlled their political realm was the people of that particular country. So what these people are doing is giving the full political power over to the United States, this foreign entity, which was created by the states. So in fact, these people are rebelling that are voting. They're giving the political power over to the United States. Simple as that. That's what the 14th Amendment does in operational law, and that's what it says. So that's it in a nutshell. Okay, because they haven't anyway, we got a break coming up. I'll finish that thought.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Every day is the weekend I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day there's a reason I just do it all over again.
Well, we're back. My name's L.B. Bork. I'm filling in for Phil. I appreciate, again, him having me as guest host today. We're talking about the 14th Amendment. That is my forte. Started the People's Awareness Coalition about a good 10 years ago. My research started about 12 years ago. I corrected my nationality with the government as allowed by the government. Anyway, we're trying to get to the bottom of why things happen. Basically, I've narrowed it down to fear and deception. The deception is they put their people out there to distract from the truth. And, of course, people are fearful. And once you know the truth, the fear dissipates. So that's basically what happened to me. I knew they allowed us all the remedies that are, you know, they have to give us because they can't do anything, because they can't really do anything without telling us. And they're telling us all the time what the truth is, but no one tends to listen, or they get distracted with the people that are out there sent to distract. But the truth is in the law, and that's what I've been studying for 15 years and then 12 years on my own. Anyway, back to the callers, if we have any. I guess they all dropped again. we're having real problems today with callers. It's interesting because I guess this doesn't happen often. But anyway, I was talking about, until we can get some of the callers back, we were talking about what a rebel is and what Section 2 of the 14th Amendment does. It creates a rebellion against the original constitutional system. And that's how they're keeping in control of people through the various means that they do through private law systems. And again, Noah Webster defined what an insurgent was back in his 1820s version of his law dictionary, or not law dictionary, again, I made a mistake. It's a regular people's dictionary. And in that respect, we were talking about also these people changing definitions, and that's what Joseph Roy has discovered. You know, he did the research on that himself back in when the Civil War, post-Civil War time. They actually created new dictionaries for the public or the population. And our definitions in America, United States of America, were a lot different than even the ones that were being given over in Europe. And now they're trying to do the same thing to Europe. Like I said, I've looked at information regarding the 14th Amendment being used as a sales tool to the European Union, even saying that it gave people rights over in Europe that we had, which is, you know, I guess it depends which way you look at it. Basically, Marxism does away with countries and nationalities. And prior to the Civil War, all the people of the states knew that their state was their country. Of course, that's even defined in the law dictionaries prior to the 14th Amendment. Now, those definitions do not change. They basically make them more vague and don't discuss it as much. And that's where the gray area problems come in with the 14th Amendment. And that's why people have trouble discerning what's right and wrong with the system the way it is. So it's very tough for people to discern what's right or wrong, and that's why we need to all start working together. And that's what I've been trying to accomplish for over 10 years now. And people get sent down these rabbit trails by different people in the movement because of one, self-importance, or two, they're probably agent provocateurs of some kind, or disinformation agents. And I've seen a lot of that the last 10 years. It wasn't very rampant until the last 10 years. 5 years prior to that, you just had a bunch of people fumbling around with tax issues and things of that nature. And they're still doing that to this day and getting shot down left and right. But basically, I've defeated all that with the Red Amendment. Anyway, Lark, are you with us?
Well, I am after several tries. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. And by the way, you're doing great, and really appreciate your work.
Thank you.
Listen, I got on.
Geez, we lost a caller again. Yep. Well, I don't know. I hate to get into conspiracy theories, but this is very strange. They start speaking the truth and things start to happen. I guess they could got things back even worse, but they're just playing with us, I suppose. Maybe not. Maybe I'm being paranoid. But you have to be in this line of work, I suppose. Anyway, yeah, thanks, Lark. Hopefully you can get back in, and we can talk about whatever you wanted to discuss. But again, going off the principles of Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, what it does, basically they're having all these people rebel against the original system. And anyone that votes or anyone that takes benefits from this system is causing damage. Got another break coming up. Hopefully we can get some callers back online. This is Positively Unconstitutional. I'm filling in for Phil today, and my name is L.B. Bork, author of The Red Amendment. Be back in a couple. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Well, folks, we're back. Well, we're into the last quarter of today's show. This is Positively Unconstitutional. I'm guest hosting for Phil today, and I, again, appreciate him letting me fill in for him. Anyway, we're having trouble with callers today, but if you'd like to try to call back in, we'd appreciate it. Had a lot of people trying to get in. And it's been difficult. For some reason, we're having trouble with the board. And I guess that's to be expected when you start talking about the solid truth, and getting down to the bottom of things. Things might start to happen. I don't know if it's that, or I'm talking out of school here. But, yeah, the number is 1-800-313-9443. The call-in number, again, is 1-800-313-9443. And we were talking about Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. That is what I've centered on. The Red Amendment goes into various issues of what happens with the 14th Amendment. Of course, Red Amendment is the reference to the 14th Amendment, is a reference to the 14th Amendment. I came up with that terminology after doing the research. Basically, it's got a two-pronged reference. One reference is it keeps people in perpetual debt. Basically, it says in Section 4 that the public debt shall not be questioned. It's almost like a command or a demand. And that's why people keep losing, generally keep losing in their tax cases. Of course, there's 14th Amendment due process that's given to 14th Amendment citizens. But basically, it's pretty much futile to even deal with these people on that as a 14th Amendment citizen, and that's the deception behind this whole thing. People don't have natural rights. They don't have their constitutionally protected rights or given rights under the original system, political system under the original Founding Fathers construction. It's now been diminished to people being treated as legal entities and controlled by private law, which is called Roman civil law or Roman law. One of the best books I had read on the subject was a book called Institutes of Roman Law by, I think it was Rudolf Sohm. He was a German law professor. Even after all the research I did with the American law, these guys keep secrets to a point. They don't tell you the whole aspect of what's really going on. So I had to go outside the United States to find a book that talked about these things. Of course, some of the higher up echelon of judges and things know these rules and these procedures or what they're doing, but they clearly don't talk about it. They develop their own system of law in America and basically keep it secret. And fundamentally, there's been nothing changed in 2,000 years. It's the same system they've implemented that was in Rome during the time of Christ that actually took down the Republic of Rome. But you know, the lawyers did it. Actually, Sohm said in this book that the lawyers kept fighting for this law of persons law that was instituted by the 14th Amendment back then even. So eventually it took down what was the empire then. Accordingly, United States of America went to an empire with the 14th Amendment after the Civil War. It went from a republic to an empire just like the people of Rome experienced. So anyway, the problems go on and on with the system, and it's just the old system that they had installed once again in its full glory. Back to people saying that the 14th Amendment wasn't ratified properly. That is true. They violated Article 5 of the Constitution in implementing amendments to the Constitution. The provisions were violated. Basically, they took the people out of the South, Southern governments, because they rejected it. One of the callers, before they were all cut off, tried to bring that up. In some respects, it was revisited back in the 1900s. I think it was the 1960s. It was really beginning to be hit hard again. John Rarick, one of the people that was in Congress back in the 60s, addressed Congress with the issue. Actually, I had the pleasure of John being on my show a couple years ago before he passed away recently. And he actually told me the story that when he got to Washington, D.C. for his first term in office as a representative in Congress, that there was an envelope on the table, or his desk rather, in his office, had a bunch of money in it. And of course, he rejected it, as a good man would. And they told him after he did that that it would be his last term in office, and it was. But he managed to raise some Cain while he was there, and he actually addressed the 14th Amendment issue back then. And it's actually in the Congressional Record. And I don't know, you could probably find that on the web somewhere. I think it's on the PAC site. I can't remember where exactly we put it. It actually showed up in one of the law reviews of one of the Southern colleges did, one of the law colleges. But, yeah, it's been an issue for a long time, and it's been swept under the carpet because basically you're not going to change the system by voting. One man sometimes can make a difference. John wasn't able to. Another story in that regard is in the opposite direction, or a negative effect, is my good friend Don Harkins had someone that was technically against all the tyranny that we're seeing, or the systems of law go forward that we've experienced in the last, especially 20 to 30 years. got into the legislature of Idaho. And Don told me within a year he did a 180 and basically became part of the problem instead of the solution. So it's going to have to take an awful force for people to get their people into office to make a change because they get corrupted by the corruption. And I don't see things getting fixed actually by voting. I never have. Anyway, I don't know if we're still having trouble with the callers getting into the board. The board's gone down about three times now. So I guess we'll just keep going on the information on Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. Actually, I have something to bring up on Section 1. John Ainsworth, who has also done a lot of research on the 14th Amendment, he was actually the one I co-hosted with John's show a couple years ago, came up with some research from James Blaine. He was pushing the 14th Amendment, and this is out of a political reconstruction problem. Certain speech he gave in Maine of 1866 is basically they're trying to push the 14th Amendment through, and this is one of the things they said during their campaign to get it established. And again, they didn't do it. They finally, the United States Army had to go in and remove the governments of the South and put their puppet governments in, like they've been doing for a while now. But anyway, they said, "We are not confining the breadth and scope of our efforts to the Negro. It is for the white man as well. We intend to make citizenship national," which they meant federal. It's this, their communist based fascist language they used, terms of art, if you will. "Heretofore, a man has been a citizen of the United States because he was a citizen of some one of the states. Now we propose to reverse that and make him a citizen of any state where he chooses to reside, defining in advance his national citizenship." And it's really technically federal citizenship. Again, they can't change law. They can just manipulate it with words of art. The system doesn't change. Again, deception and ignorance is people's biggest faltering matter in this whole thing. Keith from California, are you with us? Keith.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm trying to do fine. I guess we're having trouble with the phones today. How are you doing? Do you have a question or a statement?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Listen, I find that your program is very interesting. A lot of us have been in this for a couple of years, and we're very frustrated by all of this. We've gone through a lot of different people listening to exactly what they have to say in order to remove ourselves from the system and seek remedy. Can you get into more detail exactly who the betrayers are in reference to their process and procedure?
As far as the people doing misjustice or an injustice?
Well, I think it's more about the actual procedure. There are some that file something called a conditioned precedent and focus on the Code of Civil Procedure, Section 2009-2015.6, which is basically claiming you're obtaining a provisional remedy.
Now, there's a lot of people that do different things. What I've discovered is I don't give the secrets out because of this movement. I have people under contract that I help just so it doesn't get destroyed. Because this movement, if you've been with it 15 years like I have, you have every charlatan and disinformation agent messing things up. So,
well, I don't want to be disrespectful, but you know, we're all looking for someone so that we can multiply that by several hundreds of thousands. And we just don't know who to trust. There are a few people that we do trust, but when we pursue those particular answers in order for us to in turn help other people, we're usually met with a wall of some sort or an obstacle to climb over, whether it be a rejection in telling us our answers, I mean our questions, answering our questions, or confronting us with a fee for service.
Uh-oh. Yep, all the callers dropped again. Anyway, back to the Blaine statement until we can get some callers on board again. Just Matt, let me know via Skype when they do come back up. Anyway, sorry, I guess I can address the question that this gentleman posed. I understand about the disinformation. That's what I was trying to get across the first part of the show in regard to the Island Makers Project. Trying to advance what people's motivations are in the movement and try to get them discovered and understood by people. That part of it is going to go forward, hopefully, with great success. Again, I was reluctant to do it for a lot of years, but after this last thing with this Restore America plan, and seeing the nightmare that caused, it's just unfortunate that this happens. And that kind of, as an example, or maybe the poster child of why I've taken the path that I've taken, that people have to be under contract to be somewhat secretive in what they learn and do and to keep it pure. That's the only way to get this done. It's going to be infiltrated otherwise, and you have to keep a tight rein on things, and that's the only way I can see it being done properly. And unfortunately, even though people are under contract to, you know, do things a certain way, they still tend to wander off and go in different directions, because unfortunately, they've created the system to such a point that it's hard to get anything done unless you're playing their game. And as we saw, like in the Bible, if you, for example, they talked about the mark of the beast in the Bible, and as we know, history repeats itself time and time again. I think stories from the Bible tell us that they pretty much make it hard for people that don't play the game, and unfortunately, that's what's happening now to us, and it's happened time and time again in history. So the only way this is going to get done if people, one, work together, and two, have, well, the most important thing is having the sound foundation of which they're working on and don't veer from that. And that's what I've established in the Red Amendment, for one, and all the information that's available on sites of the coalition. So, again, if you want to join the forum on notmygovernment.us, you can do that and get plenty of answers answered. And there's enough information for people to do it themselves, but unfortunately, we don't give the true keys of how it's done, and because people just profit off it, and that's what we find to be a real issue throughout the 15 years I've been watching this movement. So I hope that answers the question a little bit. Another thing that I've noticed that, you know, is the cost involved. If there is a cost involved, I do charge for my services. And the coalition eventually will be society where it's free running based on donation purposes. But to keep things tight until it gets to a critical mass, that's the way it has to be done, I see. And no one's argued with that that understands what needs to be done, because you have all these people that are against us, as we may be experiencing today, that are going to tear things apart, and by various means, and they have. I've seen it the last 12 years. I've been trying to get the truth out. And once it gets to a critical mass, then things will be a little more open and free-flowing. But until that happens, unfortunately, some of the people are going to have to just bear down and get things done as best they can. We got another break coming up, and we'll be back with the end of the show in a couple minutes. This is Positively Unconstitutional. Be back in a few.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Yeah, we're back for the last jaunt here on Positively Unconstitutional. My name's L.B. Bork. I would like to thank Phil once again for letting me sit in for him today. Anyway, we're talking about the 14th Amendment today, and that is my main research forte. This is surrounding issues post-14th Amendment, which was installed in 1868, is the major problem with America today and the world. It's given corporations power, and it basically has brought people down to the same level as corporations. Everything's controlled by private law, and private law only affects a certain group of people. And the people that it affects right now are the people that are voting and participating and taking benefit from the system. And there's a lot of different ideas out there, and they center around a plethora of different things. Unfortunately, the main thing is the things I just mentioned, and a lot of rabbit trails have been created. It's unfortunate that this movement cannot get together, and it's because of egos and people not working together for that reason, for the most part. Again, a profiteering is a major problem, and if we're to fix this thing, people are going to have to start looking for one source of answers. I've tried for the last 12 years to work with several different people. Actually, 15 years. Like I said, I've been working in this for 15 years. I worked with several different people. A lot of them have gone by the wayside. I don't even know a lot of them. One of my main mentors, Carl Granzi, is still around. But centers in tax issues, I looked for the ultimate answer into where their problems lie, and it is the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is the problem. And until that thing disappears, we're still going to have these problems. And to fix it, people are going to just have to abstain from the system. You're not going to fix it politically, at least in this system. Abstinence is the way to get it fixed. Getting on the other side of the fence and abstaining from their benefits and their system. And that's what they don't like to hear. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Again, I'm with People's Awareness Coalition. You can find our information on the web under packandlaw.org. The main website is that one. And sister site is notmygovernment.us. That's .us. Don't go to .com. We don't have that domain. But if you want to find out the truth, I think we have a lot of good information for you on those on our the PAC web portal. If you want to go to packandlaw.org/resources, you can download a PDF on the overview of all the sites, or go to packandlaw.org/help, H-E-L-P, and you'll get a bunch of information, including the web portal, and also a bunch of articles you can download and get an idea of what we're doing, trying to explain to people. Thanks for joining us. Again, this has been Positively Unconstitutional. I'm filling in for Phil today. He's off doing some errands. My name's L.B. Bork. Hopefully I'll join Phil again in the near future. Until then, have a good time. Have a good weekend, and Godspeed for all of us. We'll need it. And I think we do have a chance if we all hang together on this. And we got to come together, take our nationalities back, and get rid of this false nationality and citizenship they handed us. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next time.